8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. We've been talking with all the local superintendents. Second half of the school year underway. Gosh, not going to be long till we're wrapping things up with hopefully not a whole bunch of snow days between now and then. It's, at least we're getting through January, unlike last January when a lot of the districts only had about a week's worth of school or a little more. And joining us here this morning is Rova District 208 Superintendent Joe Sornberger. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, we were just talking off the air about the impending snow events. There's like a whole bunch of them over the next several days, but doesn't look like a lot, but you never know. It, you know, like I said, could end up with one of those 15 inches or something like that. And then, sorry, we got to call school off, but...
Well, last year at this time, we were in the middle of the polar vortex, so yep. I'll take a couple inches of snow here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and then fortunately for you guys, obviously, last Friday with the impending snow and ice and all that, most of the districts called off early. You guys weren't in that situation because you already had a half day scheduled.
Right. So we left about an hour earlier than we were supposed to, and we had PD scheduled for our teachers, which, you know, we're disappointed we didn't get that in. That's been a pretty big focus for us. But you know, it's one of those things, you don't know when it's coming in, and you don't want kids out in it and buses and our kids driving home. And, you know, some of our kids got a 20, 25-minute drive to get home. So we'd like to get them home and in a safe place before the weather hits, and that's what happened. And then about 3 o'clock is when it started coming down, and then our roads got slick pretty quick. So mm-hmm. I was glad everyone was home and safe.
Well, and the unfortunate thing in a district like yours, as big as it is as far as the square miles and some of the other rural districts, even with all that over, the roads still haven't, some of them still haven't been great without, you know, everything that was left on them if they didn't get completely cleared froze the way it was. So they're rough and icy and snowy and everything. So hopefully we'll get rid of some of that over the next week or so.
Yeah, I mean, so they had a pretty short time frame to get that slush and all yeah. that stuff off, and if they just, I mean, there's just not enough of them in time, and it came in, and when it came in, it froze, and it was just, I mean, it was bad. So, you know, on Monday we didn't have school, but I was out on the roads and brought my assistant transportation person with me. My son, unfortunately, gets stuck on those trips, but but he knows where all his friends live throughout the district. It's mm-hmm. kind of funny,
yeah.
but yeah, we drove, and we had some roads that we just flat out couldn't put a bus on, so. Unfortunately, what we did was is we called people and explained the situation and said, hey, we just can't get a bus down your road. When it gets better, we'll be there. But until then, we just can't do it. And for the most part, I think our parents are pretty good with it. I think they understand that they drive on that road, too, and they don't like it either. But, you know, there's only so much that our townships and county can do with the situation that they had. And I think for the most part, it looks pretty good.
Well, you had a busy first half of the school year, a lot of things going on, a lot of positives. Talk about some of the highlights from the first half of your school year.
Well, for us, I think a lot of it is just getting the – we've been in here and I've talked about the Chem Lab. It's using it. It's allowing the community to come in and see it and see what the Rova Public Schools Foundation did to bring us a brand-new chemistry lab and to see our kids in it and using equipment. And now people have forgotten what the old lab looks like. And it's just like the old lab never existed, which is good because I'm glad it's gone too. But, you know, it's good to see our kids in those environments and using the equipment that was donated by our community and excited for it's there. But we have other building projects that we need to work on and we'll continue to do so.
You know, one of the things I know you're big on, we've talked about this for a couple of years, social media and really highlighting your students and things they do, whether it's academics or extracurriculars, just so many things in it. And it's really, really neat that you guys are able to do that and showcase students in many different ways.
So we got a mass communications class. It's an English credit for our kiddos, but they basically run our social media. There's a group of about 8 of them. They do an awesome job. We ask a lot of them. They are getting a grade for this class, so we treat it as such. We're very serious about promoting the Rova and the Rova brand, the Rova Strong brand, and they understand that. And the more information that we can get out to our community about what we're doing so everyone can see the great things going on in the Rova School District, the better off we are. And I'm excited in a month, late February, I have the opportunity to present at a conference up in Schaumburg about our social media class and how we run it. So other school districts have an idea of how it works. And so it's just something we're proud of and we continue to work on a daily basis.
Yeah, really neat thing, and I guess also for those students taking the classes, I mean, depending on what they do out in the real world once they're, whether they go on to a four-year school or whatever their jobs, there are so many jobs out there that involve that type of stuff now, social media and promotion and marketing and things like that, so they're kind of getting a taste of that.
And we kind of started this with the idea, and Tracy Johnson was the one that came to me, and we started having conversations, and our principal, Adam Massini, he's pretty into it also. So what basically happened was is we had a couple students that were interested, and we just kind of gave them the reins and let them run, and they're going to college now to do the same thing. So it's opportunities that we give kids that we normally couldn't otherwise. We've added a one-button touch studio that's more of a recording studio, so our kids can come in and record themselves and try to get the on-camera time and the presentations and stuff like that, because let's face it, once you get into the real world and you have jobs, you got to present all the time your information and try to get points across to people and the like. So we've been excited about that. And we've tried something different this year too. We set up basically tech aides. We got students in our district that are basically our tech aides. So when there's an issue in our district and you need help with computers, you call the tech aid hotline or send them an email, and they're down there to fix it. So we basically have students running around fixing whatever technology issues you have, whether you're a teacher or whether you're a student. They're the ones you call. Our tech guy, Tim, does a great job. He's there Monday and Wednesday, so there's some fill-in time we need, but the kids have been great. So, you know, if a teacher needs to learn something and doesn't have time to do it, the tech aides learn it. One of the things we talked about with the tech aides and some of the others is like Screencastify, which is basically a video camera on your computer. You can record your image and record yourself, and there's all that. You know, our teachers are so busy learning and teaching our kids that they don't have time to catch some of the extra stuff. So if we can teach our kids that, kids can teach the teachers. It's a shortcut. Teachers don't have to spend the time. The kids get to them, and they learn something, and it just keeps the ball rolling.
So you're saying Tim Reynolds is a slacker that he only comes in 2 days a week? No, that's not what you're saying. I know that's not what you're saying.
No, it's not what I'm saying at all.
He is not a slacker at all. Joe Sorenberg, Jerova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. You mentioned some more building projects, infrastructure work. What's on the horizon as far as those issues go?
So, you know, obviously we're looking at high school locker rooms is one thing we're looking at. Bathrooms need updated. You know, our process has kind of been to catch the areas that people see on a daily basis, the front entrance, the hallways. But now we're looking at one of the things that I've been talking about is the Family and Consumer Science Lab. We have tons of traffic in there. We have tons of kids. Sarah Neal runs an awesome program. It needs an update to put our kids in a modern kitchen that they're going to walk into an industrial kitchen and work. Is something we don't have right now, and we're trying to give our kids all those options, and that's something we gotta take care of.
Family and Consumer Science Lab. What I think I called that the home ec room. Right?
Well, yes.
But
yes.
Well, I know, but and then you know, at the class when I was in high school changed from it. There was of course the home ec classes, and at one time that was predominantly mm-hmm. females taking those classes. Right. Well, then they added what they called a bachelor's living class, where the guys would learn to sew and cook and everything. Well, then it changed. Like, hey, well, wait a minute. We as females, we want to. You know, we're not necessarily going to be married either. It would change to singles living at that time, which was a great class. Lois McQueen taught it, and you know, learned. My brother, the shirt I sewed, my brother used to wear it all the time. And we, you know, we'd be, you know, have projects where you'd cook different things and sew, and it was actually really, really, really good class. Just, you know, some of those life skills that maybe you did or didn't learn from your parents.
Right. Yeah, and she covers a lot of those. But, you know, one of the things that we've continued to talk about is the upgrades of what it needs to look like. And, our kids are at it just like they were in the chem lab. They're at a disadvantage when they walk into a college or university in the chem case or a restaurant to work when they have not seen the equipment that they're working with. And I know it may be a short time then they figure that out, but why should that be the case? We should be able to prepare them to walk in, and that's our goal, is to walk in on day one and be able to work and use the trade and skills they've learned at Rova to start a career.
Joe Sorenberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. You mentioned locker room upgrades. Are there still, I'm guessing it's still the same lockers as when I was there. Is there still racks with baskets in them for PE classes to put clothing
no,
in? Okay.
No.
Okay, that's, no, that's been gone for a while then, I take it.
No, we took those out yesterday. No.
You knew I'd asked about it, so you got rid of them now.
No. I mean, it's just as I've said on here several times, it's just years of things that have been left behind that we're trying to take care of. And I've been at Rova, started my sixth year, and I think we've made tons of improvements. We just got to continue to do so.
Got anything, Nick? All right. Well, Rova District 208 Superintendent Joe Sorenberger joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. Let's talk more about this upcoming, heading toward the end of the school year. Won't be long now. I know it'll go quicker than we think. What are some of the things you're looking forward to heading into this portion of the school year?
Well, when we get to the second half, one of the big things that I'm proud of is our community night. We have a night set up, and I believe it's the first week of March, where we allow our community members to come in and see the great things that our students and teachers do on a daily basis. And we started a couple years ago, and the first time we did it, we had about 400, 500 people, and it's just continued. For us, getting 500 people into our building on one night is incredible. It's probably our biggest night. So I love that. I love the fact that our community comes out and supports us. You know, our elementary does some incredible things. They just, fourth graders just raised like over $1,000 for the Australian bushfires.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to send that over. They also have their Bingo Palooza night coming up in February, which is a math night. And I give credit to our teachers over there. They pump that up with a video. Basically, the video is a YouTube video, and it's all them learning and practicing their bingo skills for this Bingo Palooza, and it's pretty funny. And Carrie Danner does an awesome job with the people over there. So excited about that. And then obviously our spring sports will start up again, and once the ice gets off the lake, bass fishing starts. So
I was about to ask, actually. Yeah. That was one thing I was thinking. Yeah. You guys still have a bass fishing team.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, they're still trying to get rid of the coach, but I think they'll hang on a little bit.
And you got the eSports. How's that?
So that's a great one. eSports has taken off like crazy.
Yeah.
We've had a couple matches already. We played Monmouth, and then we played Dixon, and they're getting in a couple other big matches. But the kids love it, and they're there anytime they have a break in our school day, if it's lunch or after school or anything. They are in those classrooms with Mr. Johnson working on their eSports stuff. I mean, they are – It's a big thing.
So when you have the actual matches, like, for instance, with Dixon, your kids are at Rova High School, the Dixon kids are at Dixon High School. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah. It's, you know, for me, I always thought when you said eSports, I was going to walk in, I was going to play Madden.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. NBA 2K or whatever. But no, it's League of Legends, I believe, is what the game is. Basically, it's as the kids explained to me, they kind of dumb it down to my video game level. It's a group basically playing capture the flag, but you're playing on the computer, and there's five of them going against the other five, and you got to get it and get back and do all those things. But we set it up, and we play from Rova, and they play online from Dixon, and go at it.
Now, I know they were talking about IHSA putting like a postseason together. Would that be a case where the finalists, would it be the same thing, or would they all gather at a single location?
So, you know, for that, I think they would gather at a single location. Yeah. We had kids go to Bloomington, Illinois Wesleyan. I think in the top, the college ranks, I think like four of the top 12 esports schools are in the state of Illinois.
Really?
Colleges. So they had something at Illinois Wesleyan, and our kids went and watched it, and they basically just set it up in the gym. You know, they had everything set up, and teams were both there, and you just go. So, no, it's very interesting, and our kids are excited. They want to stream it live, mm-hmm. so everyone can kind of see what it looks like, to give everyone a taste of what it is. But they're totally jacked about it, and it's exciting to hear them talk about something they truly love, and that's this esports stuff.
Rova District 208 Superintendent Joe Sorenberger joining us here this morning. The new funding formula, so far so good, it seems like. Sounds like categorical payments coming in slowly. Some might be behind, but they're getting the payments in. So financially, it seems like things are going much better for most of the districts.
Yes, I'll agree with that. I think we've made some significant steps since the last couple of years. We're in a better place, but you know, I've been in this long enough to not get too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So as time progresses and I feel good about where we're at fund balance-wise, then there's things that come up that, you know, I've mentioned a couple of times. We're still talking about a property tax freeze. And then there's a talk that that local property taxpayers shouldn't have to pay anything and that the state will come up with the money to support schools. And I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
I don't know about that. So, you know, every day you just kind of sit and watch Springfield and cringe and wait for the next thing and the next thing that you have to battle. So, but as of right now, things seem to be going fairly well.
All right. Anything else we need to know about something coming up or something happening in ROVA District 208?
Well, I think one thing that we've been pretty excited about at ROVA, and I give props to Mike Hagedorn, who is our automotive and building and trades teacher. Right now, the big project that we're working on, and we're still in the planning phases, but you can buy like a kit roadster, and then what you do is you go out and get a couple other cars, and then you basically build the car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably about a $20,000 venture. We're talking about how we can maybe raffle that car off.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So we're still in the planning phases there, but that was it. We have at the high school, we have an instructional coach, and we talk in meetings with teachers, and usually I don't get called in unless there's a money issue or they want to do something, it needs approval. But this one kind of came out of nowhere, and we hit it, and we're like, whoa, how awesome would it be for our kids to assemble a car from start to finish? I mean, we always talk about ideal learning and getting your hands-on and experience. There is no more hands-on experience than building your own car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, raffling it off, and then someone pays a ticket and then wins a car. So.
Wow. And then you pay for the next group of students to do kind of the same thing, cover the cost for that.
Yeah, and that's kind of how we're looking at it. He's done a ton of things to try to get us off the ground with the automotive, and it's incredible what our kids can do when you put them in front of a tractor and cars and trucks, and they just basically hop into it and just tear it apart and then put it back together. Next thing you know, they turn the key and it fires.
I'm glad there's people able to do that have that skill, because I don't, and I need mine fixed.
Yeah, totally.
It took me an hour to change a headlight bulb.
There you go. There you go.
That was with YouTube videos showing me how to do it.
Joe Sonnenberger, ROVA District 208 Superintendent, joining us this morning. Joe, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks for what you're doing for the district.
Thank you so much.